East Coast FM's Choose Life.
Hi, I'm Breed Murphy. My husband and I set up the Gerard Murphy Memorial in 2011 after we lost our son Gerard. We did this in memory of him to make sure that people are aware of help available in times of crisis. Reaching out to someone could help them know that someone cares and will help them access the support they need. Everybody copes in their own way, but some signs to look out for include not wanting to talk or to be with people, not wanting to do the things that they usually enjoy, using alcohol or drugs to cope with feelings, finding it hard to cope with everyday life. Or you might just feel that something is wrong with that person, even though it looks to others that there's nothing going on. Many people worry that reaching out might make things worse. You'll soon be able to tell if the person you're speaking to isn't comfortable or doesn't want to have that kind of conversation. If they don't want to open up, you will still have let them know that you are there for them if they need to talk to you. Once someone starts to share how they're feeling, it's important to listen. For more information and support, see Samaritans.org or call their 24-hour helpline on 116 123.
East Coast FM's Choose Life.